everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today. It was a massive week in political news. Welcome, it's Verdict with Ted Cruz, Ben Ferguson with you, and these are the big stories that you may have missed that we talked about this week. First up, shocking testimony from Hunter Biden, and there was no coverage from the media as they were obsessed with the State of the Union. Also, lower sentences for January 6th offenders. Why did their sentences get reduced? Because of corruption with the Biden prosecutors. And finally, Biden doesn't cover border security until 40 minutes into his State of the Union speech. It is the Week in Review, and it starts right now. There's an impeachment inquiry that's happening of the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. The media is acting like it's not happening at all. Most people that listen to the show, if you're not listening to the show, you may not even know this is even happening. There was really some shocking testimony that happened last week in the House, and info that was coming out from people that were having to sit in front of this committee, including the president's son, Hunter Biden. He had some admissions, and the media refused to touch this story altogether. You wouldn't even know it was happening if you watched the nightly news.
Well, that's exactly right. So Joe Biden, in the 2020 presidential election, he insisted Hunter had not made money from China. Well, Hunter has now admitted that was a lie. Now, he tried hard not to, but he admitted it anyway. And so deposition testimony was released, and let me read some of it. Question. Your father went while he was running for president and said his family never received any money from China. Your father, answer yes, has also said, answer, you're right. He's never interacted with any of your business associates. Is that correct? Yes. But if you introduced him to Yi Jianming, that would be untrue. No, that is not untrue. I'm telling you this. The question being asked that you're stating is that my father said that I never received any money from China, the government of China. Unlike Jared Kushner, I've never received any money from a foreign government. Question. He didn't say government of China, by the way. He said China. From China. Well, so understand, okay, this is the sleight of hand he's trying to do. He's claiming now, well, he didn't get money technically from the government of China. It wasn't signed government of China. But here's what he did admit. He shifted it to, well, yeah, of course I got money from China. It was just a Chinese company controlled by the Chinese government and funded by the Chinese government. But it wasn't from the government of China. It was from a Chinese company. And here's, so the questioning continued. How many millions have you received from Chinese companies? Because he admitted, and this is the bombshell admissions, I have received money from a Chinese company. How many millions have you received? And he said, well, he didn't know the exact amount, but let me read this exchange. Quote, did you receive money from China or not? Answer, quote, I received money from a Chinese company. Question, how many millions have you received from Chinese companies? Answer, I don't know the exact amount, but I know that it was all completely legal and it was incredibly ethical.
What a lie, right? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm taken aback by the quote because it's just so funny. It's like,
brazen.
Well, it was. I never did it. Well, I did it, but it was all legal and ethical and everything was fine. So stop asking questions. How dare you act like we did anything wrong?
Incredibly ethical. And this is a guy who photographs himself smoking crack while being with multiple prostitutes and who's made tens of millions of dollars selling favors from his father who was abusing a position of public trust. But understand, I received money from a Chinese company. This is an admission. And I want us to play what Joe Biden said because you need to hear how this is directly contrary to what Joe Biden said.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
I love that. This thing about, what about this thing? Oh, yeah, China. Like, it, I mean, what a brilliant move by him during the presidential debates back then, where it's like, China, I don't even know what you're talking about. It's absurd.
Look, it's a flat out lie. My son has not made money from, what is it, this thing you're talking about, China. That's what he said. Now, here's what Hunter said under oath, quote, I received money from a Chinese company. Those two statements are categorically inconsistent. Joe Biden lied, and he lied in the presidential debate with Donald Trump, and he lied about the corruption of his son. That's what the testimony is. And by the way, did you see that in the 6 o'clock news this week?
Nope.
Wonder why.
Yeah. Well, and there's also, you and I predicted this months and months and months ago, that your favorite WhatsApp text ever, which is, you know, the shakedown with his dad sitting next to him. He was asked about that. And I have to go back to it because it's hysterical. He says, I sent the text, but I was drunk or high when I sent it. My dad wasn't there, which is exactly the alibi we said they were going to use. Right. Oh, he was a drunk kid. He was a high kid. They treat him like he's a kid, not a grown adult in his 50s. You know, now, no, this is just a addict who was desperate for cash and didn't know what he was doing.
But it worked. So he got the cash.
He got the cash. And he's like, oh, my dad went there. Let's just remind people, we could have found out for a fact using GPS data.
And we still can't.
We still can't. Okay, so explain for everybody how we could still find that, why, and who's blocking it from us knowing from the GPS data if daddy was, in fact, sitting next to his son.
So listen, it's not complicated. We know the exact date and time that WhatsApp text was sent. And the investigators wanted to subpoena the GPS data on Hunter's phone and Joe's phone. And if they were both in the same location, then it would turn out Hunter was telling the truth that daddy was sitting there. And the IRS whistleblowers blocked that, said, no, you cannot subpoena the GPS location because it would prove that daddy was there. And their objective, the Biden Justice Department's objective from day one has been to protect Joe Biden. Look, I'll give another example. So Jim Biden provided testimony about Hunter Biden and had an undisclosed meeting with a corrupt Chinese businessman whom Hunter has called, and this is Hunter's language, quote, the effing spy chief of China.
Yeah.
He didn't abbreviate effing, but and this in particular was a meeting that occurred in September 2017 with Patrick Ho. Patrick Ho was an executive with Chinese energy conglomerate CEFC. And by the way, CEFC China Energy paid Hunter and Jim Biden $5 million. So this wasn't a small amount. Remember, Joe Biden said Hunter didn't get money from that China thing, except for that $5 million. But they had a meeting. According to Jim Biden, he and Hunter Biden had a, quote, pleasant lunch in Hong Kong with Ho. And at the end of the meeting, Ho asked to meet alone with Hunter Biden, and here's the quote from Jim Biden's deposition. Quote, Ho said, can I borrow Hunter for, you know, a half hour? We're going to go in the next room. And then Jim Biden said, well, he didn't know what they discussed in the next room. This is a man that he had a half hour private meeting with a man whom Hunter has described as the effing spy chief of China. And by the way, just 2 months after Hunter Biden gets pulled aside for this secret half hour meeting, you know what happened 2 months later? Federal prosecutors in New York indicted Ho on charges that he offered bribes to African officials to obtain oil rights for CFC China Energy during a meeting at the UN General Assembly in 2014. So this is a guy who a couple months later gets indicted for bribing public officials, and he wants to have a private meeting with Hunter Biden, and he does have a private meeting with Hunter Biden. We know also that CFC China Energy paid Hunter Biden $1 million to represent Ho, even though there's no evidence Hunter Biden did any sort of legal work on any of the cases. And you know, one of the things also that Ho did is he gave Hunter Biden a diamond ring because, you know, chief of China should do. Is give the son of the vice president, now the son of the president, a diamond ring, you know, just, but remember, Joe Biden told the American people that Hunter hadn't gotten anything from, what is that thing, that China thing?
Now, if you want to hear the rest of this conversation, you can go back and listen to the full podcast from earlier this week.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you, but consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats. Even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Now on to story number two. You know, we have a judicial system that's trying to lock up Donald Trump everywhere they can, going after him, trying to bankrupt him, bankrupt his family, basically sending warning shots across about any other conservative that's thinking about running for office. But then we also have learned a lot more about what happened on January 6th to those that were there on January 6th that were sentenced to jail. There was major corruption within the Biden Department of Justice. And I think it's really, this has been underreported, and I think it's an extremely important story that I would challenge everyone listening right now. Take this part of the podcast and put it on social media, because what we're about to explain to you, it tells you just how corrupt the Biden Department of Justice when they come against conservatives.
Well, unfortunately, that's exactly right. In the past few days, there was a decision from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is the federal court of appeals in D.C. It is considered the second highest court in the land, second only to the U.S. Supreme Court. There are a total of 13 different courts of appeals, but the D.C. Circuit is the most prestigious. Judges from the D.C. Circuit regularly become Supreme Court justices afterwards. And this was a unanimous decision from a panel, and it's a panel that the full D.C. Circuit is one of the most liberal circuits in the country. But this panel was three judges appointed by Democrats. The opinion was authored by Patty Millett, who was an appointee of Barack Obama. It was joined by Cornelia Pillard, who was an appointee of Barack Obama. And it was joined by Judith Rogers, who was an appointee of Bill Clinton. So you have three Democrat appointees, and they concluded that the Department of Justice was wrong when they enhanced the sentences of individuals convicted of rioting or storming the Capitol on January 6th, and they used an enhancement called the Administration of Justice Enhancement. And here's what Judge Millett wrote for the unanimous opinion. Quote, "The phrase administration of justice does not encompass Congress's role in the electoral certification process." Quote, "Text, context, and commentary show that the administration of justice refers to judicial, quasi-judicial, and adjunct investigative proceedings, but does not extend to the unique congressional function of certifying electoral college votes." Quote, "Administration of justice enhancements are typically reserved for defendants who disrupt judicial proceedings, such as a courtroom trial or a grand jury investigation. More than 100 of the defendants have had administration of justice enhancements applied to their sentences."
Wow.
And every one of them now is going to go and seek and presumably receive a lower sentence and potentially a significantly lower sentence. And what is striking is the Biden Justice Department sought this enhancement contrary to the law over and over and over again, because they are engaged in a jihad. They are like Javert going after Jean Valjean. It is their quest. Look, Merrick Garland has absurdly said the Department of Justice has devoted more resources to going after the January 6th protests than any other event in our nation's history. And by the way, that includes September 11th. What an absurd statement. And to be clear, individuals who engaged in violence on January 6th, and there were certainly individuals who engaged in violence, who assaulted police officers. If you engage in violence, you should be prosecuted and go to jail. But what the Biden Justice Department has done is use the excuse of the violence of a limited number of individuals to persecute hundreds and even thousands of individuals who engaged in peaceful protest, who spoke, who expressed their passionate First Amendment views, but did not engage in violence. And this enhancement was an effort that they wanted to go after you, even if you engage in no violence. They wanted to lock you up. They wanted to lock you up a long time for the crime of being a Donald Trump supporter. And it is striking to have a unanimous decision from three judges, all three appointed by Democrat presidents, saying, no, this is not the law. And of course, sadly, the corporate media has not covered this virtually at all.
They haven't. And it's not just that. It's also journalists that are involved. And there's still harassment that's going on from January 6th, which, I mean, this was January 6th was, you know, several years ago now. Blaze News investigative writer Steve Baker, who had been reporting on January 6th, was charged. He was by the FBI handcuffed, by the FBI. And this is another example of the abuse of power here. I think this is a writer, a guy who's been reporting on January the 6th. And it's like they went after him because they don't like what he was actually reporting on. And he said this after he was arrested by the FBI. This is what he said.
I probably don't have a lot to say right now. I need to process for a little while. I'm actually still shaking a little bit. I don't like what I just went through. I don't like the deliberate humiliation that they put me through. There was no reason to do that. There was no reason to march me into a courtroom in leg chains today. There was somebody there answering for a felony, and they weren't in chains. My charges are misdemeanors. It's just it's mind-boggling. But that is unfortunately the type of selective persecution that January 6th defendants are facing. And ultimately, what we are looking at here, and probably the only reason that many of the January 6th defendants have had to go through what they've had to go through, is because of what I've talked about so many times and what I've written about so many times. It's called scary words. It doesn't matter if it's Stuart Rhodes. It doesn't matter if it's the grandmother who chanted USA, USA in the Capitol. It's the scary words that were said. If you don't say the right thing at the right time, and comport to the right narrative, that's what they're going to do, is they're going to come after us, and that's exactly what's happened. It's not these charges have nothing to do with my behavior at the Capitol. These charges are reflective of what I said before and after my speech, what I thought about things, what I joked about. That's what this is reflective of. And so that's what we're up against right now.
I mean, you hear him, and it's not what he did on January 6th. It's what he said before and after. He talked about that grandmother that was charged when she chanted USA, USA, USA. I mean, they went after anyone that was in and around January 6th, even if you were not violent. And if you reported on it and they don't like your narrative, they came after you and they put this guy in leg chains just to prove a point. We are bigger than you.
Well, it is selective persecution, and it's not prosecution. It is persecution. It is targeting the enemies of the regime. And I have to say, it is sad. You know, Merrick Garland used to be a judge, actually a judge on the D.C. Circuit. It was his old colleagues who slapped him down. Understand, there's a personal element to this. They all served with Merrick Garland for years. He was very well respected when he was on the D.C. Circuit, and yet three of his Democrat-appointed colleagues just unanimously reversed what his department is doing because it was contrary to the law. And it's sad to see Merrick Garland turning the Department of Justice into just a partisan enforcement arm. It's doing enormous damage to the rule of law. And two unanimous decisions within days of each other doesn't seem to have caused them even a moment of pause, a moment of hesitation to say, hey, maybe we should change our course. And I will say also more broadly, we're going to discuss in a later pod the persecution of the media that the Biden Justice Department is engaged in. And you just gave a good example. But this is all about not the fair and even-handed administration of justice. This is about abusing power to go after the political enemies of the White House. And today, the D.C. Circuit decision that just came down a few days ago is a big victory for the rule of law against the political abuse of power by the Biden Justice Department.
As before, if you want to hear the rest of this conversation on this topic, you can go back and download the podcast from earlier this week to hear the entire thing.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See Lisa.com for more details.
Hey, Ben Ferguson here, and if you're an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be a part of your investment portfolio. I want you to visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They are dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. So visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. I want to get back to the big story, number three of the week, you may have missed.
So I predicted before the speech that there were four words that Biden would not say. Laken Riley and Jeremy Caceres. Now, as it so happened, he kind of sort of said Laken Riley. But he
almost tried to.
But he did so in response to heckling, yeah. To someone calling out, say her name. And there were many members of Congress wearing buttons and pins that said Laken Riley, say her name.
And yeah, he said the wrong name.
he said Lincoln Riley.
Who is the head football coach at USC.
And he had one of those buttons, so I think one of the members of Congress had given it to him.
Yes, I don't know if it was Congressman Andy Ogles, who actually invited me tonight, or if it was Marjorie Taylor Greene, or what, but there were a handful of the conservative congressmen who had it, and what I heard from one of the members was that when they handed it to the president, he leaned in and he said, oh, I like your button. But I don't think it was sarcastic. I think he legitimately had no idea what was going on and what it represented.
Well, look, when the heckling happened, he responded and he did sort of try to say her name, although yeah. He didn't get it right. But then, look, what he said, you know, she was killed. I'm sorry she was killed. And he expressed sympathy for the parents. And I got to say, that may have been the moment that pissed me off the most. Mm. Because, listen, so Laken Riley's parents were invited, and actually, they were invited, and they decided not to come. And I understand they are grieving the loss of their daughter, their home in Georgia, and the Georgia House member who invited them left the seat vacant in honor of Laken Riley. And, you know, frankly, they don't want Joe Biden's empathy. They don't want a Hallmark card from him. They want their daughter back. And what Joe Biden didn't do is take responsibility for his direct culpability. And let's walk through. Lake and Riley never should have been killed. The illegal immigrant who murdered her was caught. He was apprehended in Texas, in El Paso. He came illegally from Venezuela. We had him. And what should have happened is the Biden administration should have followed the law. They should have put him on a plane and flown him back to Venezuela. And if Joe Biden had done that, Lake and Riley would still be alive today.
But it wasn't just El Paso. What's so frustrating about this a totally preventable tragedy,
yes,
is they could have gotten him in New York. They did get him in New York. He committed a, yep, crime in New York. They let him go.
He was arrested for endangering a child.
That's right.
But New York City, again, run by Democrats, calls itself a sanctuary city, and they let him go. If Joe Biden had deported him, Lake and Riley would be alive. If New York City had kept him in jail, Lake and Riley would be alive.
Forget about New York City. He ends up in Athens, Georgia, and he steals from a store. I forget which store it was. The Georgia authorities, I think he was cited with a misdemeanor for shoplifting. You had three distinct opportunities.
Three chances to get rid of him.
Three chances, three strikes, you're out, and a poor American student winds up dead because of it.
And by the way, let's be clear, Jeremy Caceres is a two-year-old boy, a beautiful little boy, who was murdered just weeks ago in Prince George's County in Virginia, about 30 miles from where Joe Biden was standing. And that little boy was murdered again by an illegal immigrant that Joe Biden let go. This is happening across the country. We're getting day after day stories of children raped by illegal immigrants Joe Biden has let go. And he had zero acknowledgement of that, zero intention of changing anything. It was just crocodile tears of, I'm so sorry about your daughter, without acknowledging it happened because of his policies. And he continues to do those policies, which means there'll be another Lake and Riley tomorrow and another set of parents that he again disingenuously apologizes
to. Well, and the proof that the president doesn't seem to care about this issue is the fact that it took him 40 minutes into an hour speech to even mention the border on his own. That's how far they buried the border issue in his State of the Union speech.
What I wondered when he was browbeating the Republicans for not voting for even more illegal immigration, which is, yep, what his border bill would have done, is he just counting on the American people not realizing that he is dismantling the fence that the Texas border authorities are putting up? That it's not merely passivity that he's allowing.
Actually, I'll give you a little bit of correction on that.
Yeah.
He wants to dismantle it, but he hasn't actually done it.
He hasn't succeeded.
No. The razor wire is there, and they ended up, Texas had gotten an injunction preventing the Biden administration from removing the razor wire, and that injunction got reversed. So the Biden administration is no longer prevented from removing the razor wire, but they have not done so.
So they wanted to do it. They're prevented from doing it. They're then allowed to do it, but they got spooked by the politics of it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's actually encouraging that someone at the White House is saying, hold on, that really crazy thing that we were going to do, maybe let's hold off,
yeah,
for a few days. Wow.
All right, before we end, I got to get you guys' reaction to two different things. Two clips from CNN. You guys were obviously in the chamber. And you didn't get to see all the commentary. I want you to hear what CNN had to say about the State of the Union. This is clip one. Listen.
He seemed like Walt Kowalski. You talked about this earlier. He seemed like Walt Kowalski in Gran Torino screaming at kids, get off my lawn, like an old guy screaming at kids.
My guess is that when he got into the heart of his agenda, the things that you ridicule about the cost of food and, you know, price gouging and so on, I bet you that scored with a lot of people. I think that the populist economic agenda is a powerful, powerful thing for him. Look, there are parts of it. I'm not sure that the attacks all landed exactly. They may have landed well in that room for sure, and they landed well with base voters for sure. I'm not sure with those swing voters that they landed as well. But I do think,
I mean, that's David Axelrod, the former Obama, you know, senior advisor, who's saying, you know, in response to one of the commenters saying, look, it was like an old guy screaming to the kids, get off my lawn. It's what you said earlier, Senator. But they're saying on CNN, and he's even admitting, hey, there's a pretty good chance that didn't play well or land with independent voters.
Okay, Ben, you're really scaring me. Are you telling me that unbeknownst to me, I was channeling David Axelrod on CNN? Holy crap. I might have to just hang it all up right now.
It's over.
I am off the rails.
Pour him a drink, Michael. Pour him a drink right now.
Something, we need to correct something.
And I got to say, even worse, Axelrod's analogy is better. He threw out the whole Gran Torino. He took it one notch better. I am just thoroughly humiliated.
And not only that, you'll like this one. So then there was another commentator on CNN who actually said this about the president's speech. Listen.
He talked about Snickers and snack chips.
Before
he ever got to the border. He was obsessed with his political rival more than he was obsessed with the condition of the American people. It was so weird. This guy lectures us all on unity, the soul of the nation, and he gives the most partisan convention speech in place of a State of the Union that I've ever heard. It's the literal opposite of unity. It's so partisan. He's obsessed with taunting Republicans. It's not statesmanlike.
And
let me say one more thing on Israel.
But I mean, that was Scott Jennings, a former colleague of mine, who said that. And he's right, by the way. I mean, he did talk about Snickers and snack chips before he ever got to the border. It was his words. It was just weird.
I like his observation that Joe Biden thought he was at the DNC. Maybe that's as simple as that. You know, he thought he walked into the convention. Whoopsie daisy, it actually was a joint session for the State of the Union. But, you know, the man doesn't remember his own name.
I will say one thing that also that clip reminded me of. It was odd how many times he referenced Trump. I cannot think of any State of the Union in my lifetime with that many references to your opponent, the former president, the former president, the former president. And you know, he's like, you know, I believe in truth and happiness and love and puppy dogs and fairies. And my opponent believes in hate and suffering and misery and dead puppies. Like it was just like, really, dude?
A little defensive, you would say.
Yeah, for campaign 101. I will tell you the list of things Biden didn't mention in the State of the Union. You guys ready for this? He did not mention U.S. service members killed in Afghanistan. He did not mention U.S. service members killed by Iranian-backed proxies in the Middle East. He did not mention gas prices. He did not mention TikTok or China. He did not mention North Korea. He didn't mention Cuba. He didn't mention school choice. He didn't mention the classified doc scandal. He didn't mention Hunter Biden or the Biden corruption. He did not mention fossil fuels. He did not mention deporting illegals. He did not mention a border wall. He did not mention the attacks on pregnancy centers. And he did not mention China's human rights abuses. Notice a lot of those connect with people that have given money to the Biden crime family. I'll leave it with that, Senator. Your reaction?
Well, but did he have anything to say about how many chips are in a bag of chips?
I think he did touch on that important subject.
You know, the State of the Union may be in trouble, but the state of chips is really in trouble.
As always, thank you for listening to Verdict with Senator Ted Cruz, Ben Ferguson with you. Don't forget to download my podcast, and you can listen to my podcast every other day you're not listening to Verdict, or each day when you listen to Verdict afterwards. I'd love to have you as a listener to, again, the Ben Ferguson podcast, and we will see you back here on Monday morning.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.